Good morning. This morning, for a little while, I'd like to talk about the power of influence. Influence is defined as a positive or negative effect on someone else for a short or a long period of time. Influence is everywhere. It's all around us. It's at home. It's here at church. It's at school. It's at our job. It's on the highway. It's practically everywhere that we go. Influence began with time. As we think about Adam and Eve, they were evilly influenced by the devil to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And look what we have today because of that. We now have pain, suffering, and death. We now have to die because of that. So influence began with the beginning of time. Influence is a part of our lives from the time we're born to the day we die. You know, the people and the surroundings that we're around have a big effect on the makeup of our lives. There's been a lot going on this week, as I'm sure everybody's seen in the news. And this is a very evil influence that we've seen whether it's listening to on the radio or on TV, about two young men, because of their Muslim belief, they wanted to kill as many people as they could at the Boston Marathon. They were influenced by this belief to do so. But you know, they also not only influenced the people at the marathon, but they influenced the whole city of Boston and probably the whole country that were watching this and that know about it. So far, by me, if I'm accurate on this, I'm assuming I'm pretty close. I think they killed 4 people. They've injured, over 140 people were injured also. But they wanted to kill as many as possible, not just these small amount. They wanted to kill as many as possible because of the influence of the Muslim religion. This is a very good example of evil influence. And as we know, one of them was killed in a shootout, and the other one was ran away, and for a period of time, the entire city of Boston was shut down. I don't know if that's ever happened in our lifetime. I don't remember it happening, but I might be wrong on that. But it had a major effect, a major influence on the whole city of Boston, and it has a major effect on a lot of people in our country. So look at this evil influence of one religion, what it did to these two young men, and I'm not making light of what they did at all, but it turned them into terrorism and terrorists, affected so many people, as we've seen on the news and radio. Evil influence is a very powerful thing. Evil influence is all around us. I'd like to change gears, the next point here, and talk about a very important influence that God gives to us who are parents or have been parents. He gives us a job to do. He gives us something that He knows is so very important that we do with our children. We as grandparents can also have an effect on our children, our grandchildren also. The main point of God's wanting us to do the job is influencing our children and influencing them for Him. You know, almost everything a parent teaches or does around their child affects them in some way, whether it's now or later. Depending on what's said or done, it can have a positive or a negative effect on them, both now or later. We've all heard the term like father like son, like mother like daughter. These statements can be very true, but usually there's a blend from the father and the mother of how this affects the children. It varies with each child. We can also be influenced by our children when we see or hear something that they do. How many times has your child said or done something, especially when they're younger, and you think, wow, they got that from me? You've had an influence on what you've said or done. And if it's an influence that's good, you're going to feel good about it. But if it's an influence that's not so good, it's going to really bother you and probably make you think twice about it. it'll be a reflective influence back to us. And it can help us to try to change some things and maybe make ourselves better. In Proverbs 22 and 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And Proverbs 10 and 1 says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. So it's so very important to God how we train and influence our children. He wants them to be trained and raised in him. He wants us to be the example to them. And then hopefully we can see the good things come back from them, reflect back to us of how God has, and God can be happy for how we've trained our children, and we can see that by their actions, preferably godly actions that we see. God has given us a great and wonderful experience, a very, very wonderful responsibility to us. But you know, sometimes it can be a very difficult one. We may think we trained our children up in the right way, and sometimes they may do things that we're not so happy with. So, it's a learning curve for not only our kids, but also for ourselves. But if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they will not depart from it, as it says in Proverbs 2 and 6. It's always going to be within that child to do the right thing. Next, I'd like to look at some of the greatest influences that we have today here on this earth. First one I'd like to look at is the influence of Christ. What greater influence do we have than the influence of Christ? Christ had an influence on so many here on earth, both back then, and he's influencing us today. We just commemorated his death. That's a big influence on us. Many people were astounded when he was a child and was young in an early age by his knowledge and his teachings. Many were amazed and influenced by the miracles that he did and the things that he taught. What a great influence he was to all the world by being the perfect example and living without sin. It's a very, very hard thing to do, but he led by that example. What an influence it is for the world. And what greater impact could Christ have had or influence on all of us as what we just commemorated here? He gave his life on the cross to die for our sins so that all who are obedient to him can be saved and can have the opportunity for heaven. Christ is the ultimate example of influence, the ultimate example of good. Without Christ, we could not make it to heaven. Without God giving his son, we could not make it to heaven. Another one of the greatest influences we have is the church. What would we have without the church? I often wonder many times, what would I do in bad situations if I didn't have the church to fall back on? What would I do? I wonder about the people that don't have Christ in the church. How do they do it? How do they get by? They probably turn to other things. They probably do things that to make them not think clearly and so on to get over that. And another thing I'd like to look at is of the greatest influence is the people in the church. We talked about the church being a great influence. Well, the people make up the church. The people here are the influence of the church. Now, I don't think I'm always the best influence at times. I always like to try to do better. And part of it might be my personality that I try to overcome about the glass being maybe half empty instead of half full. But we all kind of fight different things to be influences, don't we? But our influence in the church is so important. We all know about the influence of our parents, but God's influence to the church is very important to us. And what about the influences that we have in God's Word? That's another great influence that we have. What about the power of it and its effect on us? The Word that He gives to us is God's treasure to us. He gives us to influence us in so many ways. I'd like to read this little brief poem that goes with this, and it's entitled God's Treasure. There is a treasure rich beyond measure offered to mortals today. Some folks despise it. Some criticize it. Some would explain it away. Some never read it. Some never heed it. Some say it's long had its day. Some people prize it, and he who tries it finds it is comfort and stay. God gave this treasure rich beyond measure. His word we call it today. Let us believe it, gladly receive it, read, mark, and learn to obey. What a great influence, what a great treasure God has given to us through his word. We can be inspired by it every time we read it and study it. We can learn something new when we read and study it on a constant basis. We can learn new things. If we allow it, it can be our treasure from God. In Colossians 3 and 2, it tells us that we are to set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. God puts this treasure in front of us. When we read it, we're setting our affections on things above, aren't we? Not on things on the earth. So what a great influence we have through God's word that it can be on us in our lives. We talked about the influence we have here in the church. When you think about the care and the concern and the love that's shared with each of us and shown to each other in the church, what an effect that can have on us. If we've had a bad day, if we've had a good day, we can be a good influence. Maybe we can pass that on. We all kind of mesh together and try to bear each other's burdens and try to help each other as we go through different things. And pass on the good times as well as the times we're having a hard time with. What effect that has on us as a Christian. It's good to know you can come here and feel good about the people around you. That's not always there in the world, is it? You know, we've had many members who have passed on from this congregation that have had a lasting influence that is good upon us. They did this by the example that they showed and that they left behind. In Romans 14 and 13 it says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." You know, we can all think of certain individuals that have affected us in good ways, have influenced us, and have set good examples for us so that we can always fall back on. Their works do follow them. We also have many members in the church through their good example and good works today that influence us in some way or another to do good. They help us to be a good influence to others by their examples as they give themselves. So we have good examples here in the church, both from the past and the present, to help us, to influence us to be a better Christian as God would want us to be. Influence is very powerful. Whether it's good or evil. You know, because of the power of influence, no one's going to go alone to heaven or hell. God wants us to have a good influence on others. That's one of the greatest gifts he can give us. In Proverbs 22 and 1, it says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." It's better to have a good example, a good name, a good influence on others than to have all the money and all the riches in the world. And in Matthew 5 and 16 it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven." If we're a good example and let our light shine around the world, you know, we might be all they have. We might have a positive effect on them. We might possibly put a seed in them so that they might turn to God. No matter how it affects us and no matter how bad it seems, if we see a kind word to them, if we do something good or set the example, a good example to them, we don't know what's going to happen to them in the future. I'd like to read 1 Timothy 4, 12 through 6. It talks a little bit about this. 1 Timothy 4, 12 through 16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Here we're probably talking about the church and the things of the church. But how can you affect people, not only in church? You're going to affect people out in the world also if you're acting to be a Christian, as God will want you to be. So in your conversation, in your charity, in your spirit, in your faith, in your purity, you can show by example. You can be a huge influence on other people. In this example, for example, a Christian, whether it's a wife or husband, they could be a good example to their non-Christian spouse. And over time, through that, they could win them to Christ. They could be the positive influence on their life. And they could turn them to Christ, and they could see what they're doing on a continuous basis, and they could come to Christ. This would be a big effect upon them. You know, for us to have a good influence on people, we have to do certain things. First of all, we have to be consistent. Kind of a hard thing in the world today to do, isn't it, to be consistent? But you know, if you're going to be an influence, the influence that God wants you to be, you have to strive to be consistent. In James 2:18, it says we should show our faith by our works. You can show your faith by what you do. We should practice what we preach. We should do the same. We can't do the same thing that we want others not to do. We have to be uncompromising. We have to stand for what we believe. The power of influence is lost when we compromise, because others lose respect for our sincerity. And very importantly, we have to use patience and sincerity, love and tact when we stand for what we believe, when we talk to other people about that. We have to have these things, because we don't want to close the line of communication when we talk to other people. We have to keep that open. The only way we're going to influence them to Christ is to keep that open. So are we a good listener? You have to be a good listener to influence others. Because if you're not a good listener, people aren't going to listen to you for very long. If you don't have to listen to them, find out where they're at, where they're coming from. If you're going to understand and help them, we have to be a good listener to be able to influence them for good. And again, we have to do it with love, sincerity, and tact. If they see you really care about them, they're probably going to listen to you. But we have to constantly be on guard of the evil influences around us. We were reminded of that this week. Could be the only beginning of what we see in the future. I'm hoping that it doesn't happen, but it could be. The devil works in evil ways to put his influences on all of us. He can do that through other people. He can do it through sports and social activities. He can do that through the pleasures of the earth, the things we really enjoy. He can do that through TV. He can do that through radio, through politics, through desires. We can go on and on and on. There's many ways that the devil can affect us or try to affect us with his evil influence. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Evil influences are very powerful. But you know, the great thing is, good influences are just as powerful. God is on our side if we allow him to be in our lives. And we can win through Christ. So what kind of an influence, you need to ask yourself, what kind of an influence are you? What kind of an influence do you allow in your life? How do we influence others? And can we do a better job of that? I'd like to read this from this bulletin, and it's got to do with making yourself better. How to be a good influence or a better influence for God and others. It's entitled, Promise Yourself. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Promise yourself to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. Promise yourself to make all your friends feel that there's something in them. Promise yourself to look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. Promise yourself to only think of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. Promise yourself to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. Promise yourself to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. Promise yourself to wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature you meet a smile. Promise yourself to give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. Promise yourself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Promise yourself that you will be the best influence for God that you can be. It's not always an easy thing to be the best influence. There's things that bring us down, things that get in the way. I didn't talk about it here, but we have the power of prayer to help us through these times so that we can be a good influence to others. I don't look at myself as always being the best influence, striving to be better. I think it's something probably all can fight at times, but it's so important, the influence that we leave, with the impressions that we leave to others. Because look at the influences that we have going for us in our lives. Our influence is a choice that we make. It's our choice to be influential to people or not. Do we allow God and Christ to be our greatest influence? To mold us into the Christians that He wants us to be? Or do we allow the earthly things to get in the way and to influence us more and let the devil have his way? Do we set our affections on things above? Or do we set our affections on things of the earth? You know, we really can't be the influence that we need to be and that we should be if we're not in Christ. So at this time, we're going to offer the gospel invitation, the opportunity to anyone who has not yet accepted Christ, who has not accepted the gospel, who has not yet taken the steps of salvation and had their sins washed away through baptism. We're also going to offer the gospel invitation to and the opportunity to anyone who's strayed away to make themselves right, or if you'd like to place membership, or if we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.